Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, Smith, 122756, 68-year-old gentleman, railroad worker from Houston, is being evaluated today for symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, weakness, COPD. His last hospitalization took place over 2 years ago because he had a pacemaker placed. He also has had numerous eye surgeries and is going blind, totally blind. He's considered legally blind at this time period, allergy none. His surgery includes eye surgery, pacemaker surgery. Medications includes metoprolol 50 milligram, succinate BID, aspirin 81 milligram, valacyclovir 20 milligram, BID, Norco 5 through 25 as needed for pain, vitamins, Lipitor 40 milligram a day. Period. Medical problems. He has a history of thick sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker, coronary artery disease, severe knee pain, swelling of the knee, blindness. He's now basically couch bound because of his activity level causes shortness of breath. Has 2+ pedal edema. Period. His vaccination is up to date. Family history: mom died of old age, dad died of some sort of cancer, but they were both in their 90s, period. Review of system: positive angina, positive shortness of breath, positive difficulty with ambulation, positive ADL dependency, positive 2+ edema, positive chest pain, positive orthopnea, positive decreased weight from 251 to 240 pounds, positive weakness. His blood pressure 146 over 87, pulse is 60. O2 sats 94% on room air, temperature 97.7, MAC is 34 centimeter. Heart, positive one, positive two. Lungs, bronchi and rals. Abdomen, obese. Neck shows no mild JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows 2+ edema. Neurological, non-focal. Patient also has fine tremors about upper extremities, right greater than left. Assessment number one, 68-year-old gentleman with history of coronary artery disease associated with the angina, shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND, status post pacemaker, weakness, weight loss, borderline oxygen saturation with fine tremors, cannot rule out mixed Parkinson's / essential tremors, history of thick sinus syndrome requiring pacemaker at this time. And total blindness now related, and legally blindness related to multiple eye surgeries, in chronic pain on Norco 5 through 25 on a regular basis, period. It's becoming very taxing for patient to leave his residence to go to a physician's office. Patient is wants to be kept comfortable. He lives with a friend who helps him. He's not married, doesn't have any children, and would benefit from hospice and palliative care at home with the help of nurses and aides. He can maintain his dignity and continue to stay home because he does not want to be placed in a nursing home ever in his life, period. In the paragraph we talked about his smoking, he says that that's the only pleasure he gets in life and he's not interested in stopping smoking at this time despite the symptoms of angina and other issues this is currently causing for him. Thank you.